The Fourth Watch, a biblical understanding and its relevance today. The Fourth Watch concept in the Bible is deeply significant. It relates to divine intervention, spiritual warfare, and the importance of vigilant prayer. The Fourth Watch refers to the time between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., according to the Roman division of the night. This period, often described as the darkest part of the night, is also the time just before dawn, a powerful metaphor for hope and deliverance. This discussion explores the biblical significance of the Fourth Watch, its role in spiritual warfare, and the relevance of intercessory prayer for ourselves, our families, communities, and nation. A list of prayers follows. Biblical significance of the Fourth Watch. Jesus walking on water. One of the most notable references to the Fourth Watch is found in Matthew. And in the fourth watch of the night Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. Matthew chapter 14 verse 25, KJV. This event occurs after Jesus has spent solitary prayer on a mountain. Meanwhile, the disciples struggle against a storm in the Sea of Galilee. As they battle the wind and waves, Jesus approaches them, walking on the water. His appearance during the fourth watch symbolizes his power to bring peace and deliverance amid fear. The disciples, terrified at first, think they see a ghost. But Jesus reassures them. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Matthew chapter 14 verse 27, KJV. This passage highlights the importance of recognizing Jesus' presence, especially during the darkest hours of our lives. Just as he came to the disciples during the fourth watch, he comes to us in our times of greatest need. Deliverance of Israel. Another significant reference to the fourth watch is found in Exodus. And it came to pass, that in the morning watch the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians. Exodus chapter 14 verse 24, KJV. Here, the morning watch is synonymous with the fourth watch. This passage describes the moment when God intervenes to deliver the Israelites from the Egyptian army. As the Egyptians attempt to follow the Israelites through the parted Red Sea, God confuses their forces, leading to their destruction. This event underscores God's perfect timing in bringing deliverance when all seems lost. Just as he acted on behalf of the Israelites during the fourth watch, God acts in our lives precisely when we need him most. The importance of spiritual warfare. The fourth watch is often associated with spiritual warfare, when spiritual activity is heightened, and the forces of darkness are active. Jesus emphasized the importance of vigilance during the night watches. Watch ye therefore. For ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cockcrowing, or in the morning. Mark chapter 13 verse 35, KJV. This call to watch is about spiritual alertness. The fourth watch, being the last watch of the night, is a critical time for prayer, guarding against the schemes of the enemy. Spiritual warfare and vigilance. The Apostle Paul describes the reality of spiritual warfare in Ephesians. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, KJV. Paul's description reveals that our battles are spiritual, not merely physical. The rulers of the darkness are mainly active during the night hours, making the fourth watch a vital time for prayer. In spiritual warfare, prayer is our most potent weapon. Just as soldiers guard themselves during the night watch, believers are called to intercede during the fourth watch, countering the enemy's plans with prayers of faith, protection, and deliverance. The role of intercessory prayer. Intercessory prayer, praying for others, is a powerful expression of love and faith. The Bible offers many examples of intercessory prayer, and the fourth watch is a significant time to engage in this practice. When the world is quiet, this period offers a unique opportunity to focus on prayer without distractions. Intercession for ourselves. During the fourth watch, we are encouraged to pray for our spiritual protection and growth. This is a time to seek God's guidance, wisdom, and strength to overcome the day's challenges ahead. David, in the Psalms, speaks of seeking God early in the morning. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is. Psalm chapter 63 verse 1, KJV. Praying during the fourth watch allows us to align our hearts with God's will before the day begins. It is a time to put on the whole armor of God, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11, and prepare ourselves to stand firm against the temptations and trials that may come. Intercession for our families. Our families are often the closest and most immediate mission field we have. Praying for our family members during the fourth watch is a way of covering them with God's protection and blessings. Job, for example, regularly interceded for his children. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, That job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, It may be that my sons have sinned, and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Job chapter 1 verse 5, KJV. Job's diligence in interceding for his children is a powerful example. As we pray during the fourth watch, we can ask God to guide, protect, and bless our family members, helping them grow in their faith and walk with Him. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation, intercession for our communities. Beyond our immediate families, the fourth watch is a time to pray for our communities, neighbors, friends, and local church. The Bible encourages us to pray for others, bearing one another's burdens. I exhort, therefore, that, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1, KJV. By praying for our communities during the fourth watch, we invite God's presence into our neighborhoods and churches, asking Him to bring revival, healing, and unity. These prayers can also address specific needs, such as the salvation of those who do not yet know Christ or the strengthening of those struggling. Intercession for our nation. Finally, the fourth watch is a powerful time to intercede for our nation. Praying for our country is essential in a world that often seems to be in turmoil. The Bible instructs us to pray for those in authority so that we may live peaceful and godly lives. I exhort, therefore, that, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1-2, KJV. As believers, we stand in the gap for our nation, asking God to guide our leaders, protect our freedoms, and bring about His purposes. The fourth watch is an ideal time for this kind of prayer, as we seek God's mercy, wisdom, and intervention in our nation's affairs. Relevance of the fourth watch today. In today's world, the concept of the fourth watch is more relevant than ever. We live in a time of great uncertainty, with challenges that can often feel overwhelming. The fourth watch reminds us that God is present and active, even in the darkest hours, and that our prayers can profoundly impact us. Spiritual awakening. The fourth watch can be seen as a metaphor for spiritual awakening. Just as the dawn follows the night, the fourth watch symbolizes the hope and renewal that come after difficult times. This message is particularly relevant in a dark and uncertain world. Believers are encouraged to seek God during the fourth watch, trusting He will bring light and deliverance in His perfect timing. Encouragement in troubling times. The examples of Jesus walking on water and God's deliverance of Israel remind us that God is in control, even when circumstances seem dire. These stories encourage us to hold on to our faith, knowing God works on our behalf, even when we cannot see it. The fourth watch is a time to draw near to God, seeking His peace and guidance amid life's storms. Call to prayer. Finally, the fourth watch serves as a call to prayer. In a world with constant distractions, the early morning hours offer a unique opportunity to focus on God and seek His presence. By dedicating this time to prayer, we can align ourselves with God's will, intercede for others, and prepare ourselves for the day ahead. Conclusion. The fourth watch holds deep significance in the Bible, representing God's divine intervention, the importance of spiritual warfare, and the power of intercessory prayer. Its relevance today cannot be overstated, as it offers believers a powerful reminder of God's presence and a call to prayer in the darkest hours. Whether praying for ourselves, our families, our communities, or our nation, the fourth watch is a time to seek God's guidance, protection, and deliverance, trusting He will bring light to the darkness and hope to the world. Intercessory prayers, prayers for oneself, prayer for spiritual growth. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Psalm chapter 51 verse 10. Heavenly Father, I come before You, asking for a clean heart and a renewed spirit. Help me to grow in Your grace and knowledge, becoming more like Christ each day. Remove any sin or impurity that hinders my walk with You. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit, guiding me in truth and righteousness. I seek to know You more deeply and to live a life that glorifies You. Amen. Prayer for guidance and wisdom. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. James chapter 1 verse 5. Lord, I need Your wisdom and guidance in my life. I am faced with decisions and challenges that I cannot navigate on my own. Please grant me the wisdom that comes from above, pure and peaceable, full of mercy and good fruits. Lead me in paths of righteousness for Your name's sake. I trust in Your perfect will and seek to follow Your direction in all I do. Amen. Prayer for strength and protection. But the Lord is faithful, and He will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 3. Dear Lord, I ask for your strength and protection as I face the trials of this day. Strengthen my faith, that I may stand firm against the attacks of the enemy. Cover me with your mighty hand, guarding my mind and heart against fear and doubt. Let your peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Amen. Prayers for one's family. Prayer for unity and love. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 8. Father, I lift up my family to you, asking for unity and love to abound among us. Let your love be the bond that holds us together, covering over any offenses or misunderstandings. Help us to forgive one another as you have forgiven us, and to walk in humility and patience. May our home be filled with your presence, reflecting the love of Christ in all we do. Amen. Prayer for protection and safety. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going both now and forevermore. Psalm chapter 121 verses 7-8. Lord, I pray for your protection over my family. Watch over our coming and going, keeping us safe from all harm and danger. Surround us with your angels, guarding us in all our ways. Protect us from illness, accidents, and any plans of the enemy. Let our home be a place of refuge and peace, where your name is honored. Amen. Prayer for salvation and faith. Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. Acts chapter 16 verse 31. Heavenly Father, I pray for the salvation and spiritual growth of each member of my family. May each one come to know you personally and trust in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Strengthen our faith, and help us to grow in our relationship with you. Let our family be a light to others, testifying to your goodness and grace. Amen. Prayers for one's community. Prayer for revival and spiritual awakening. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. Lord, I pray for revival in our community. Stir the hearts of your people to humble themselves, seek your face, and turn from sin. Pour out your Spirit upon us, bringing spiritual awakening and renewal. Let your gospel be proclaimed with power, transforming lives and drawing many to Christ. May our community be known for its love for you and for one another. Amen. Prayer for peace and justice. Seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 7. Father, I pray for peace and justice in our community. Let righteousness prevail in our neighborhoods, schools, and workplaces. Guide our leaders to make decisions that honor you and promote the well-being of all. Help us to be peacemakers, working to resolve conflicts and promote unity. May your justice roll down like waters, bringing healing and restoration to our community. Amen. Prayer for the vulnerable and needy. The righteous care about justice for the poor, but the wicked have no such concern. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 7. Lord, I lift up the vulnerable and needy in our community. Provide for their needs, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual. Raise up people who will care for them, showing your love and compassion. Help us as a community to be mindful of those who are hurting, and to reach out with the hands and feet of Christ. Let us be a beacon of hope and help to those in need. Amen. Prayers for one's nation. Prayer for leaders and authorities. I urge, then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1-2. Heavenly Father, I pray for the leaders and authorities of our nation. Grant them wisdom, integrity, and a heart to serve the people. Guide their decisions, that they may govern justly and promote peace and righteousness. May they seek your guidance in all matters, and may their leadership lead to the flourishing of our nation. Amen. Prayer for national repentance and revival. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 34. Lord, I ask for repentance and revival in our nation. Turn our hearts back to you, that we may forsake sin and pursue righteousness. Heal the divisions that plague our land and restore us to a nation that honors you. Pour out your Spirit, bringing revival across our country, so that many will come to know you as Lord and Savior. Amen. Prayer for protection and peace. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Psalm chapter 29 verse 11. Father, I pray for your protection and peace over our nation. Shield us from threats, both internal and external, and grant peace within our borders. Strengthen our military and law enforcement, giving them wisdom and courage to protect and serve. Let your peace reign in our hearts and in our land, that we may live in safety and security under your care. Amen. These prayers, rooted in Scripture, offer a way to intercede for oneself, one's family, one's community, and one's nation with confidence, knowing that you are aligning your requests with God's Word.